Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for lesson 194 from the workbook of A Course in Miracles. This lesson is, I place the future in the hands of God. And the lesson says, accept today's idea, and you have passed all anxiety, all pits of hell, all blackness of depression, thoughts of sin, and devastation brought about by guilt. Accept today's idea, and you have released the world from all imprisonment by loosening the heavy chains that locked the door to freedom on it. You are saved. Accept today the idea. It goes on to say, if you can see the lesson for today as the deliverance it really is, you will not hesitate to give as much consistent effort as you can to make it be a part of you. As it becomes a thought that rules your mind, a habit in your problem-solving repertoire, a way of quick reaction to temptation. You extend your learning to the world, and as you learn to see salvation in all things, so will the world perceive that it is saved. So he said we need to accept the idea, and we need to apply consistent effort in accepting that idea. And he goes on to say, he is sure that his perception may be faulty, but will never lack correction. He is free to choose again when he has been deceived, to change his mind when he has made a mistake. So he says we need to accept today's idea. We need to apply consistent effort. And when we find our perception was faulty, we can choose to change it, to go back to that acceptance. And he goes on to say, now are we saved indeed, for in God's hands we rest untroubled, sure that only good can come to us. If we forget, we will be gently reassured. If we accept an unforgiving thought, it will be soon replaced by love's reflection. And if we are tempted to attack, we will appeal to Him who guards our rest to make the choice for us that leaves temptation far behind. No longer is the world our enemy, for we have chosen that we be its friend. If we accept the idea, and we apply consistent effort, and we freely choose to change our mind when we see we've gotten a faulty perception, then we will be saved indeed. So what is the practice that we must apply consistent effort to? And back in lesson 139, he asked that we question what the I is, who we believe ourselves to be. If we consistently practice the self-inquiry of asking, what are we? What am I? We'll eventually come to the revelation that the I that we thought we always were is a false perception. We must awaken, start to understand that we are not the body, we are not the mind. I am not the doer. As long as we believe that we exist as a body, that we exist as a mind, will suffer. There will be a future to place in God's hands. There will be a past to have to reconcile with. As long as we believe we are an individual personality, we'll have all the suffering that comes with being human. Think about, where does this I, this first pronoun that we call ourselves, where does this I come from? It must come from myself when you start to think about it, for it doesn't come from outside of me. Every time I say I'm referring to myself. But what self am I referring to? When I say I am happy, I am sad, I am hungry, I'm full, where does that I come from? Who gave it birth? What is its source? you will soon discover that the I, the ego, body, belief, comes to life every morning as you awaken. The I comes to life. And as you go through the day, the I gets stronger and stronger. But if you stop and you trace it back to where it came from, you'll realize that it has no source. It doesn't exist. The I is like the water in a mirage. It appears to exist, but it's a non-entity. You must discover this for yourself. It's the greatest discovery you'll ever make. By discovering this, you will be unbound, peace, unalloyed happiness, joy. Just by discovering the I has no source, it never existed. You, your truth, were never born. And you, your truth, you can never go anywhere when you die. For there's nowhere to go. Discovering this truth is placing the future in the hands of God. By discovering the truth, you recognize that everything is perfectly unfolding. In this present moment now, this effort that Jesus talks about is well worth it. This consistent effort, he says, as it becomes a thought that rules the mind, as it becomes a thought that rules the mind, as the I becomes a thought that rules the mind. When the I becomes real to you, that's a habit. You can change that habit. Each time the I thought comes into the mind, you can ask, what is its source? And you discover that it's just a mirage. There is no I. The source of all depression, all pain, all loss, all sorrow, all guilt, all fear, all comes from believing in the false belief of I. This practice of self-inquiry is how I place the future in the hands of God. I thought I knew what self-inquiry was. And then I took a class at Ahang. And they taught me self-inquiry. They taught me how to place the future in the hands of God. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to apply consistent effort in recognizing when the I, false perception, false belief has arisen, and help me to question it. Help me to stay honest to what is reality. Help me to choose again when I find myself in a perception that I is real. Let the truth of me guide me through the day in applying consistent effort. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we close our eyes and take a few deep breaths. Releasing and relaxing into this moment. Having an open heart and an open mind. Surrendering everything that I thought I ever knew, and surrendering the I that thought it. Thank you. if I am not the body, if I am not the mind, if I am not the emotions, simply letting all of that go, and yet there is still awareness, existence, consciousness. The I that I've always thought myself to be is just a thought. Where did it come from? When I woke up in the morning, I had the thought I. Awareness awoke. The thought I mistakenly turned into a personality, an individual, a body, a mind. That's not the truth. Consciousness, awareness, became aware of a thought, I. And then another thought came. I am this, I am that. That didn't make it the truth because the thought showed up. Consciousness, awareness became aware of a thought. What am I? Am I a thought? Or am I consciousness, awareness? Free of the thought, I. Free of the thought, I am this, I am that. Free. Peaceful. My nature is peace, love, compassion, not I am this and I am that. If the I am this, I am that thought comes up, simply follow it back to its source. Until you find it simply disappears. Simply continue to observe the I and question its authority. It will lose its momentum and slow down and disappear. This is salvation. This is freedom. This is how I place the future in the hands of God.